Life is not all about money. Some Filipinos are expected to bring souvenirs to relatives or friends whenever they return home to the Philippines. Others will give if they have it, but others will borrow money just to buy a gift. While others, although fortunate to be able to give souvenirs, will not give even a little souvenir, even to the people who helped them to leave the country. There are also other people who will do bad things just to look rich in the eyes of others. Let us be reminded that happiness cannot be obtained from wealth or material things, but from how we acknowledge and accept God in our lives. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Showbiz career in Japan. Here in Japan, there are talent centers that if you want to develop your skills or become a star, you have to pay. That's why it is called a show business. They say you have to invest if you want to achieve something. It is sad to think that there are parents that when their child receives recognition or has a show, which is good, they think that their children are already famous, so they are expecting a talent fee. Let's remember that we, who own a talent center, spend a lot of our resources and time in order to build a network or connection. We also invest in training our talents. So parents, we need your support in developing the skills of your children. You also need to trust us because we also trust the talent of your children. Lastly, please take note that being famous doesn't happen overnight. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Beware of scammers and fake police. Minda, not her real name, 85 years old, lives alone in her home in Japan. One day, someone knocked on Minda's house. When she opened it, a man in a police uniform appeared before her. The man said that when someone calls her pretending to be a relative and asking for money, she should immediately notify their office by calling the number he provided. The next day, Minda's phone rang. A man said he was a relative of Minda and he had impregnated someone, so he needed money. Minda immediately called the number given by what she thought was a police officer to report the impersonating man. The fake police advised Minda to just ride the scam on her and give what the man demanded so they can catch him quickly. That's why Minda sent the pretending relative a 250,000 yen. Then, the police called and told her that she needed to send more money to the pretending relative. Because of Minda's trust in what she thought was a police officer, she gave her two ATM cards to the pretending police officer and get 32,500 kalapad from her. Until it came to a point that Minda could no longer contact the pretending policeman and his alleged relative. The old woman's money suddenly disappeared. Some say that what the scammer did was clever, but it was wrong in the eyes of men and the eyes of God. It is not to be imitated. Let's remember that the money from wrongdoing is definitely going nowhere. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, For more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 PM Japan time. Thank you! Child lost the right path because mother is always busy. Kurt, not his real name, was 9 years old when his mother brought him to Japan to study and live. The boy quickly learned to read and write Japanese, but his mother could not give him enough time because she was busy with her work. 8 years later, Kurt falls in love with someone his own age. He left his mother's custody and lived in with his girlfriend. They were immediately blessed with a child. Due to their young age, their relationship did not last long because Kurt still prioritizes his friends. Every time he has money, he leaves his job. This is why he doesn't stay longer in a company. There came a point in Kurt's life where he didn't even have a train fare. Because of this, Kurt did something bad, causing him to go to the precinct. What's even sadder is that even his parents didn't come. Instead, it was me whom they asked to speak to the authorities. I couldn't do anything but help the mother and her son. As parents, let's make sure we give our children enough time. Let's discipline them so they don't go astray. Before we bring them to Japan, let's also make sure that we can take care of them properly and that they won't cause harm to the Japanese community so that the image of us Filipinos will not be affected. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 PM Japan time. Thank you!